This is the Biden administration's second summit for democracy, but the international landscape looks very different than when President Biden brought leaders together in 2021. Now we're 13 months into Russia's war in Ukraine. It gives the US an opportunity to use this summit as a way to strengthen united support for Kyiv. However, there are some notable nations not invited to this summit: Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Hungary, all of which the Biden administration have criticized in the past for undemocratic, even autocratic leanings. And there are also doubts about what's actually been achieved since the last summit and what can be achieved during this 3-day meeting. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.